The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, the south side of Chicago, it's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now, Leroy, more than trouble, he stood about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him treetop lover. All the studs, they call him sir. And he's bad, bad. Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong, and meaner than a junkyard dog.
Francis Albert sings Jim Croce. You would you believe it? We're doing a big concert, I'll tell you about, coming up on May 19th, actually, in Hunterdon County for the veterans. It's going to be a great show. So I'm putting it together. It's right after we're in Staten Island. And there's a band there, and the band, I said, well, send me the set list, because it's more of an improv show. It's not like it will be in Staten Island, very rehearsed with the cats that I hire. You know, with my conductor. So I see them run down the list, the big band list, and it says Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. And, you know, I want to go, ooh, maybe I should try to do that, you know? Except to the Frank Sinatra aficionados, they don't want to go near that song. I like it. Thank you, Albert, for putting that on. It is 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Happy Friday. Good morning. It's great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. Every Friday, I always think, okay, let's kick back a little bit. We put in a good week of radio, and proud to have you with us always, gathering around our virtual kitchen table every morning, really speaking the truth and breaking down the news, translating the news. So you're not taken, you know, by the nose, by the schnoz, you know, with the narrative of the folks that are trying to influence you one way or the other. We try to just go right down the middle and be as objective as we possibly can. But then Friday comes and the news just doesn't stop. Look what's happening in Korea. This is huge. It's huge. Korea together. Come on. Under Donald J. Trump, boy. Ooh. You know, it's great. First of all, peace is a great thing. This is a spectacular event, but it really is spectacular when how many people are irritated because it happened under the Trump administration. Come on. Come on. It's great. What can they say now? Oh, well, there's Korean collusion. It's Korean collusion. That's what it is. Let's start another. Get Bob Mueller to go and look at Korea now. Oh, it's a Kim Jong-un collusion. They're not going to be able to say anything. I just love it. And I'm not gloating. I just find it very, very funny. And you don't cut funny. Am I right or wrong? Oh, it makes me so – it just makes me gleeful that when something – and listen, you can't trust Un. You can't – Kim, you can't trust – I don't know if you call his nickname. Is Kim or Un? I'm not quite sure. But the Kim Jong-un, you can't trust him. You know, you don't want to forget about Otto Warmbier and how violent they really are in North Korea. Fact of the matter is it just a coincidence that the president, in his inimitable way, tweets this into happening? I'm just saying, and you're welcome to call. But this is monumental. What have I said from day one? And we learn from Gordon Chang on this show. We've learned from Peter Navarro on this show, and we've learned that the threat of China is formidable in a military fashion, by the way. And I always said, rather than worry about the Mideast, you should worry about Korea, North Korea. And here we are. You got Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in, the president of South Korea, meeting and holding hands. Did you see that? I mean, really, anything could happen. God forbid, anything could happen. It's huge. It's huge on any level. On any level. And then, this is the problem, too. I'm watching the news, And it's all about Cosby. It's all about Cosby. It's all about Cosby. You know, and I'm watching the as they break it down. And I do this. It's kind of a sport. I watch how the network news break it down. And there's the, well, Cosby, okay. And I feel awful about it. Because Bill Cosby was nothing but great to younger comics like myself coming up. I've had the privilege of being on stage with Cosby. We've riffed on stage. My dear longtime brother, Eddie Murphy, loved Cosby. And then I told you that story, right? Yeah, I told you that when I'm up at 17th floor at SNL. And then Eddie came in looking rocked. And Eddie Murphy does not get rocked. He's as cool as you possibly can imagine. And as it would appear, you know, he's cool as he is brilliant as a comic. And he walked in looking really upset. And I went, whoa. I said, what's up, man? What happened? And I told you this before. This was when we first started to just gain some momentum on Saturday Night Live. And he goes, yeah, Cosby just called me, man. Just railed me because I'm using profanity in my act. And I went, what? I said, we just talked it out. But he's a hero of Eddie as a child watching the great Cosby. And then, you know how weird it is? And I speak to you confidentially. I feel like I know you. I could talk about it because I have respect in a comedic sense for those giants in comedy. But when something like this happens, it's like, wow, how does it happen? Cosby ends up, what does he do? At the end of the trial, he's guilty. He goes on a profanity-laced tirade, you know, to the other lawyer, and all I thought about was Eddie walking into my office going, wow, Bill Cosby yelled at me for using foul language, and Cosby and I have been on stage together, and he has said that, so you don't need to be dirty, you don't even go into that whole thing, and here, how does it, you know, you can never make it up what happened, but the point is this, it's all about Cosby, it's all about Gloria Allred shows up, and you know, if it is true, and it's all, there was no evidence, but if it is true, and believe me, it's reprehensible. Did we, I think I would have heard something in all my years in the business. But if it is indeed true, and we're assuming that it is because the jury, of course, found Bill Cosby guilty. And now does he go to jail? That's, of course, sensational news. The news really is, you got to wait till like the sixth or seventh story on the network news is that there's a cop killer still at large in Maine. There's a cop killed in Maine, and then they're going to release the cop killer in New York. They're going to release. I'm not going to mention this creep's name. I'm sorry. I believe. Listen, I'm a good. I like to be a good church going, God fearing, guilt ridden Christian. You know, but do you forgive someone like that? What they did, what they did to the police officers in New York? I mean, this is inexcusable that this isn't the story, the mantra of the story. You know, when I was with the NYPD last week with the Holy Name Society, I saw Pat Lynch there, head of the PBA, you know, how upset up the police, how hard they work. And then you don't think why people feel it's okay to go after police. Here it is. You vote, you put progressive socialists in office. They don't understand law enforcement. They don't understand the military. They don't understand the glory of the military. You know, I heard a story, too, when there was a lieutenant colonel friend, a Marine, when he walked in, he met President Bush, and someone introduced the colonel to the president, saying, this is Colonel so-and-so, and this is the president. And the president, President Bush, not never a fan of W, but he says, no, this is a lieutenant colonel. Like, he corrected him. And that same soldier met President Obama, you know, after that, and he said, President Obama, and with no disrespect, I'm just speaking objectively here, President Obama could care less that you had a lieutenant colonel from the United States Marine Corps in your presence, and he just never showed the respect. I don't think the progressives understand it. They don't understand. You set the tone. You inflame the fringe. That's the story today. That's the story, that they're going to release this cop killer in New York. In Maine, a cop is killed. In Dallas, again, they brush by it too quickly. That should be the lead story on every network news. That should be the lead story. And you should talk about the family of those police officers right up front and center. You got to get, it's an uphill battle. You and I will talk about it, and you and I understand it. But it's an uphill battle when you try to reach out like that. And speaking of which, with a heavy heart, I bring to the airwaves this morning, Mr. Andrew Pollack, What a stellar gentleman he is. My goodness gracious. My friend Paul Goldenberg is an international security expert. He happened to call and just kind of say, hey, Joe, you know, I'm with Andy, called him Andy Pollack. We're in Florida, and we're talking about how to keep schools safe. You know, you remember, of course, Andrew, when his beautiful daughter, Heather, just killed senselessly, you know, down Marjorie Stoneman School, you know, down Broward County. And Paul said, do you want Andy on the show? I said, are you kidding me? I've been waiting and hoping Andrew Pollack would join us. This man, don't forget, he's a Long Island guy. He's got such heart and soul. What he went through, in the name of God, may you and I never do that. But how courageous he is in the name of his daughter, beautiful daughter, Meadow. He just went on and he started a whole initiative on how to keep schools safe. And it's not about, let's not talk about guns now. Remember Andrew Pollack in the White House with the president? He had the courage to stay up and go, look, do what you want, march what you will, but let's talk about how to keep schools safe. So Andrew Pollack is coming up in about an hour on the show, and we're proud to bring Mr. Pollack to the airwaves. Anthony Pope is coming up just a very little while. Distinguished New Jersey attorney, legal analyst, one of the smartest guys I know on this planet. And we'll be talking with Mr. Pope about the Bill Cosby guilty verdict, what happened, how it happens, and why. Indeed, you know, Anthony was a cop, and Anthony is a big friend of the PBA. Why is that not front and center? And Mr. Pope will break it down for us, as only he can, in just about a half an hour. Gary Goldberg, you want to know what to do with your money? What do? I don't know what to do. I sound like Doug Weiner now. Gary Goldberg will break that down for you. David Stockman, you remember David, former OMB director under the great President Reagan. He's got a new book called Trumped, A Nation on the Brink of Ruin and How to Bring It Back. Well, this should be interesting. This is with David Stockman. Jeffrey Lyons is on the show. He's going to tell you what films you want to see. Mike Gallagher. Mike's on at 10:05. You know that on AM 970. The Answer. Mike will preview what he's talking about at 10 in the 8 o'clock hour with us. And Fred from Michael's of Brooklyn. Oh, yeah, Mike. We love Michael's of Brooklyn. We're talking about restaurant etiquette, you know, using telephones on a speaker in a restaurant. I mean, really? But they do. I want to ask Fred, too, how much do you tip? I think I owe Enzo a tip over there. Last time I was there, we had the TV folks over there for Celebrity Tastemakers, you know, and I forgot to tip Enzo. Well, I can make up for it when I go back. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. So, and then I want to go to the guy, 617. I know why I don't have a relationship. I figured it out. It all came very clear why I don't have a relationship, while I probably never will have a relationship. I will stay single forever because, you know, like tonight we're all kind of get together and I'm going to go out. And so I should say, like, maybe I'll have a date. Maybe I'll ask a date. I got eHarmony. I got all these girls on eHarmony now. I forget about it. You should see eHarmony, right? You are kind enough to email me. I see your emails. And I don't get a chance to respond because my day is so hectic, and I apologize for that. But I see the Facebook posts. I see your beautiful, beautiful comments, and thank you for that. I see, and people, and then I run into glorious people and gals, great gals, you know. And so I thought, well, why don't I just go out? I'll just have like a date. So Michael says to me, my 15-year-old who lives with me, hey, Dad, I'll go with you. Now, and if you're a single parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, what parent is going to say, you know, honey, I'm going out with so-and-so, but you and I will let next week. No. My kids always come number one. Sorry. Number one. And I'm sure you feel the same way. I'll be alone forever, you know. I said, Michael goes, Dad, I'll go with you. I went, that's great, buddy. We're going to have a great time. Boom. The way Al brings Jack into the studio, you know. I mean, that's why I figured it out. Because who's going to put up with that? Who's going to put up with that? Like, say, honey, I want to, and I was supposed to be with somebody. And I texted back. I said, oh, I'm with Michael, and I got to take Mikey, and he, you know, it's my responsibility. And she totally understood. But you know what that means? That's over. I'll be single. I'll be in the home all by myself. And then when the kids leave, you know, then you're by yourself. Then you look at yourself, go, did I do the right thing? I think I did the right thing. I'm trying, always trying to do the right thing. It's Joe Piscopo. I'm struggling. It's 19 minutes after 6 o'clock. We'll go to Frank and we'll go to Albert in just a second. Debbie's on the roads for you right now. Anthony Pope momentarily coming up on AM 970. Mm-hmm. The Answer. Debbie, I know you know the feeling because you're a great, great mom. You go, Well, and you can't.
Right, you
can never blow your kids off for
never.
A date.
Mm-hmm.
A date, especially when it has happened to them over and over and over again. And I see it happen to them, mm-hmm. where another family comes in and that other family's kind of fake. No, I'm dedicated to my. I may be alone. You know, when they leave.
You won't be. No, you'll always have somebody on Eat Harmony chiming in, trying to grab you. You got to watch out, you know?
Listen, when we're together, we're going to go online. I'm going to show you. You'll crack
up. I want to check it out. Funny.
Yeah, I know. What am I going to do? I may be available. I may not be available. I put that on my profile, you know?
Well, you know what it is? You have to say, when I'm not with my kids, I'll be available. But,
your kids
are number one, and, you know, you'll be number two as long as you can deal with it.
Oh, thank you for understanding. Deb, you're the best. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, Debbie's on the roads for you this Friday morning on AM 970 The Answer.
Joe, let's go to the inbound GWB upper level. Watch out for an accident. It's taking out the center lane, so traffic is building at the inbound GWB to the upper level about 35 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel 10, Holland about 10, 80 eastbound exit 57, getting out through Patterson. They're cleaning up a car fire. And Route 1 northbound at Commerce Boulevard, getting up through North Brunswick. Watch out for a collision over there as well. Traffic is slowing down for you on the Hutch northbound at Westchester Ave in the Bronx. That's an accident. One lane remains blocked over there. All Angels Hill Road at Old Hopewell Road in Wappingers Falls, a collision. Brought to you by the Empire State Building. Start your exploration of the city from atop the Empire State Building. Enjoy breathtaking views of the city and beyond. Buy your tickets at EmpireStateBuilding.com. Open daily until 2 a.m. Watch for some rain this afternoon with a high going up to 57. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
If you're feeling run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and once you start taking Balance of Nature, you'll feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have less aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Call Balance of Nature, 1-800-2468-751, and use the promo code THEANSWER for 35% off your first month's supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code THEANSWER. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Use the promo code THEANSWER.
Enjoy a special once-in-a-lifetime meet-and-greet opportunity with leaders like NBA legend Walt Clyde Frazier, NHL great Adam Graves, best-selling author Nelson DeMille, and the one and only John Katsimatidis, all while supporting charity in the process. Now through April 30th, make your online bid to win this meet-and-greet opportunity at www.thecorporatesource.org/auction and help raise needed funds for workplace disability hiring and inclusion. That's www.thecorporatesource.org/auction. Make your bid today.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg talks about the future of NYCHA housing with New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on a Friday. It is 6:23 in New York. Look at this, April 27th already. Did you feel the warmth come in, end of the day yesterday? Yeah, baby. We got spring upon us pretty soon. Middle of next week, Joe Lundberg will break it all down for you this morning. I would love to tell you about the Bramnick Law Firm. If you've been in an accident, you need to talk to a lawyer about your case, you can call the Bramnick Law Firm, John and Brent Bramnick, and their 18 lawyers are standing by to answer your questions. During the past 30 years, John Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents and always on a contingency basis. I love this. There's no recovery. You hear what I'm saying? No fee. And during the past 30 years, the Bramnick Firm has always provided free consultations to help people decide whether they need a lawyer. The Bramnicks will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. The Bramnicks will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim, and feel free to call 7 days a week. You get answers about your claim at auto accidents, you know, negligence, malpractice, work-related claims. Here's the number for the Bramnick Law Firm, 877 423 877-423-4878, 877-423-4878, or you can go to johnbramnick.com, JohnBramnick.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe, live from New York, 624 on AM 970. The Answer. We're the flagship station for all of Salem Media. I'm proud to be right front and center in the greatest city in the world. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Albert is here. Frank, how are you this morning, my friend?
I'm doing great, Joe. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Albert, so beautiful with your son, Jack. The pictures were great. You're a good daddy. You're a good
daddy, Joe.
You're grumpy. You get grouchy.
Yes, I am.
But this is great. Did you see that, Frankie? The guy's like a good father. I love that. That's all you got to say to me.
Yeah, no one was more surprised than me.
No, wait. Now, what do you think? You think because I'm grouchy all the time that I'm a miserable father? Well, I mean, that's honestly what you're implying.
Honestly, I'm not implying. I'm saying
good.
I would say,
hi, Mr. Gizmo, Dyfus, we'd like to talk to you. We hear that you're very grumpy, miserable dad.
He beats Dino Costa. He took Dino Costa's kids away from him.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Hi, Dad. Shut up. Not now, Jack. Right here. You were so good. And the pictures were great. So a big thank you to your son. It's a beautiful thing, man. That's what it's all about. Our kids.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, you know, we're all gathering. We're all going to get together. And you got to go out. And Frankie keeps saying to me, who you taking? Oh, who you taking? And one of my kids. I have so many. But I end up, I almost was going to take somebody else. And then I said, well, I'm with my son. And she was beautiful and understanding, which I really appreciate. But therein, Frankie Five Boroughs is why Joe is always going to be kind of solo, you know. But as it should be, you got to take care of your kids first.
That's right.
You know, you really do. Hey, Frankie, this Korea situation is huge. We've been talking about it. I went to you. You handed me the book, Crouching Tiger, that Peter Navarro wrote about China. And then from China to North Korea. Then Gordon Chang came on the show. I met Gordon over at Neil Cavuto's show. And Mr. Chang is as brilliant as anybody on the whole Korean Peninsula and all of Asia. So we're talking to these guys, and you see, oh, my goodness. If you read these books and you listen to these great gentlemen, you go, this is dangerous. Here, then Donald Trump, and I'm giving you a timeline now, Donald Trump starts tweeting about Kim Jong-un and about the nuclear weapons, and it's kind of, and people are going, how could he do that? Look where we are. And yet you have to give the president, and again, please stop. You're pro-Trump. Then give me another narrative, because you have to give the administration who's in power for this potential. Anything could happen. God forbid anything could happen with Kim Jong-un. But there's going to be peace. They met. They're holding hands. Frankie Five Boroughs, monumental day today.
Absolutely. I think this is the first world leader other than the leader of China, Xi Jinping, to ever meet with Kim Jong-un. So this is quite significant. It's certainly a big step towards world peace. And when you have two nuclear powers committing to eventually denuclearize the peninsula that they're both on, it's a huge, huge first step. Kudos to not only President Trump, but to Kim Jong-un and to Moon Jae-in.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to interrupt you, Frank. Excuse me. There's breaking news. Duke and Duchess of Cambridge named their third child.
Oh, boy. Okay. What was the name? I missed it. What was the name?
Bill.
No, really. What was it?
Bill?
Joe? No, hold on. Let me read the rest of the meeting.
Oh, here it is. I have it.
What do you got?
They've named their third child Louis Arthur Charles.
Oh, very nice.
There you go.
Charles, named after Arthur Idala and his father, I guess.
and Charles, that's my middle name there.
Yeah,
I love it like that.
See, that's nice.
That's what I'm saying. I rest my case. Who cares? Who cares? Nobody cares, Joey. Nobody cares. I mean, really, we're going to worry about the royal names? I am so not. I just plain don't understand that when you have all this happening, and then the Cosby thing. Now Anthony Pope's coming up in about 10 minutes, and he knows law better than anybody, and he's going to break down the Cosby case. But I mean, it's all the sensational aspects of the whole Cosby situation that makes the headlines. You know, everything makes the headlines. Now they're going to appeal. The Cosby lawyers are going to appeal. So we'll get into all of that. This too, and I'm just trying to touch on all the news, Frankie. Tom Brokaw accused of workplace sexual harassment. Now, that almost looks comical to me. And forgive me. If you're one of the women that was potentially harassed, I apologize. I can't imagine how hurtful it is. But it just looks, Tom Brokaw?
This is really? I mean, what do we believe? What do we not believe anymore, Five Boroughs?
Well, I think that's a great question, right? So, I mean, I think this trial by media has gone way too far, and I'm very reluctant to believe anything in the absence of a criminal charge or some sort of serious substantiation by someone's employer. So, you know, again, I'm not just blindly believing the accuser in the absence of any evidence. I mean, sometimes when, you know, they come forward and give a very compelling personal case about, you know, being harassed or abused, then, you know, I'm willing to adjust my opinion. But when you talk about 23-year-old allegations, I'm not prepared to believe anything at this point.
Especially, and then Gloria Allred shows up at this press conference yesterday. I'm going like,
well, that's not the Brokaw case, though.
Yeah, you know, no, but I mean in relation to the Bill Cosby case. Thank you for verifying. But she shows up. Now, listen, I guess all of her women testified at the Cosby case. Is that right?
Well, certainly a few of them, yes.
Yeah, and then she's taking, like, credit. I mean, but you give me a call straight, because it just seems like it's getting out of control. Although you can't compare Brokaw, you're right, Frankie, to Bill Cosby from what apparently Bill Cosby did. But there was no evidence. We'll get into it with Anthony Pope. Was even and as upsetting as that, as anything that would be a vile a form of a sexual harassment, as upsetting, they're going to, and what should be headline story, is they're going to recently release the cop killer today, Frankie? Is
that
today?
That's right.
And so the PBA goes in, they try to get, now who, and walk me through this before we break, if you would, Five Boroughs. So this guy's up for parole, the parole board says, okay, we're going to release this guy. They're going to release this guy. Doesn't the governor, through executive action, have the ability to stop that?
Well, he claims that he doesn't, right? I mean, I would think at the very least he could demand the resignations of his appointees to the parole board.
Something,
you
man.
Know. He appointed almost all the members of the parole board that voted to free this 3-time cop killer. It's a sad situation. Now, the PBA went to court to stop this because what happened, Joe, is the parole board did not take into account the sentencing minutes of when this monster was sentenced. And so the PBA said, well, wait, and the widow of Joe Piagentini, who we spoke to on the radio, she told us how, you know, it's not really right. You can't violate your own rules to free this guy. And so the parole board said, oh, well, we reviewed the sentencing minutes afterwards, after they already made the decision to free him, and it wouldn't have changed anything. I've said that's the equivalent of after a jury reaches a verdict in a criminal trial and finds someone guilty, oh, now we're going to go back and relook at the testimony of the witnesses. Oh, it wouldn't have changed anything. I mean, it's disgraceful that you can kill 3 cops in this country, including one that you shoot 25 times and make him beg for his life. And be free. I mean, to me, there should be some crimes where you never get to be free ever again.
You're right, Frank. And what message are you sending? Our hearts go out to the Piagentini family and the Waverly Jones families. And now the FBI offering $20,000 for information leading to the arrest of a man accused of killing a deputy in Maine. Somerset County Sheriff's Corporal Eugene Cole was shot to death yesterday morning in Norridgewock, about 80 miles north of Portland. The suspect has been identified. I have to give you his name. I don't like to give anybody these airwaves who is just a slug, a cockroach of humanity, like a terrorist. But I got to give you this guy's name. If you're listening up and down the East Coast, you may want to just look out for this creep, 29 years old, 5'6". His name is John Daniel Williams, blue eyes, brown hair, at least 8 tattoos. The FBI says Williams poses a danger to the public. If someone spots him, they should stay away from him and call 911. But rest in peace, Sheriff Eugene Cole. That's the corporal in the sheriff's office, Eugene Cole. Inexcusable. And you wonder why there's a war on cops. You wonder. It's this rhetoric. You have a parole board that releases a cop killer. I don't care if it's 100 years that this guy's in prison. Oh, forgive and forget. No, you can't when you, in such a dastardly, vicious fashion, kill a human being like that. It sends the wrong message out. It inflames the fringe. That's exactly. And what is this from? It's from the progressive socialists. They don't get it. They don't understand. They think the police are an enemy. They think the United States military are an enemy. They don't understand that we need. I'm a father of five kids. And when I was at the NYPD Holy Name Society, and I was up there with my buddy Detective Bobby, and I'm looking down, and the Cardinal's there, and Commissioner O'Neill's there, and I see my children, I thought all those police officers, all the men and women of the NYPD, what do? They protect my kids. They protect my children. And that's why I wanted my kids to see, number one, their faith through Cardinal Dolan with the mass and my mom there. God bless her. And I wanted my kids to see, to go against the anti-cop rhetoric that's out there today. And they saw it en masse. All the police officers believe, having great faith and protecting the city. By the way, the first line of defense against our war. So this I don't understand. And you want to know the truth? How much you want to bet we're the only ones talking about this morning? They're going to be talking about Cosby. They're going to be talking about the names, the royal names. We're the only ones. So it's Friday. We want to get your weekend off in the most positive of ways. But just don't let that narrative go. Don't lose the narrative. Know what matters. And that's what we're here for. But, you know, we'll get into all the legal ramifications of that with Mr. Anthony Pope coming up momentarily. Big Al Gattulo standing by. It's 6:35 in New York, New York. And Al's got the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
55 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Transit officials are urging LIRR and NJ Transit to speed up their efforts towards installing an important safety measure. By mandate, all of the nation's railroads must have positive train control, or PTC, installed by the end of this year. The Federal Railroad Administration wrote a letter demanding faster action and warning that both agencies could be behind schedule. The technology automatically slows down trains or stops them altogether, which experts say reduce the risks of crashes. And disability rights advocates disrupted an event involving MTA officials Thursday night in Manhattan. Chairman Joe Lotta was among those set to talk about public transit during an event at the Museum of the City of New York in East Harlem. The discussion never really left the station as protesters took over the session. They yelled throughout the event at Lotta and other transit officials. Figures from the city show that roughly 25% of subway stations are handicap accessible. The MTA recently agreed to make five more stations accessible for people with disabilities. In sports, the Giants took Penn State running back Saquon Barkley with the second pick of the NFL draft. The Jets have their quarterback of the future. They selected USC's Sam Darnold with the third pick in the draft. Gary Sanchez slugged a three-run homer in the bottom of the ninth that gave the Yankees a 4-3 comeback win over the Twins. Six in a row now for the Bombers. Mets lost to the Cardinals in 13 innings, 4-3. The Amazons have lost six of their last nine games. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. The Hutch northbound at Westchester Ave in the Bronx. Watch out for an accident there. Traffic is moving solely at the inbound GWB upper level. An accident was cleared, but about an hour into the upper level, better to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 20. Holland still 25. 80 eastbound exit 57. In Patterson, a car fire that was cleared out of the way. And Route 1 northbound at Commerce Boulevard getting up through North Brunswick, a collision there completely cleared as well. Watch for some slowdowns now as you head over to the southbound thruway, starting to build as you head down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. On the Sprain, southbound at Tuckahoe Road into Yonkers, an overturned car. All Angels Hill Road at Old Hopewell Road into Wappingers Falls. Watch out for an accident over there as well. Looks like subways are running on or close to schedule. Rain today with a high of 57, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 62, mostly cloudy Sunday, high of 58. Alternate sign in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Frontline Plus. Protect your pets from fleas and ticks with Frontline Plus for dogs and Frontline Plus for cats. It's been trusted by vets for nearly 20 years and is the number one name in flea and tick protection. Why would you use anything else? Pick some up now.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me frequently talk about the number of children in Haiti that face cruel and unusual circumstances. Friends, it's an inhumane reality to understand that children are constantly facing these realities and that acts of nature have only made them worse. But we can do something about that. Our friends Food for the Poor have been on the ground for more than 30 years in Haiti, and right now we have the opportunity to help rescue 520 Haitian children for the coming year. $50 will feed a child for the full year and supply clean drinking water, purified, beautiful, delicious, clean drinking water for the rest of their life. And due to a very generous matching gift, for those of you that can do at least three children in the next 10 minutes, so a one-time gift of $100, $250, your gift will be automatically doubled. But a gift of any size helps right now rescue a child. 855-919-4673. That's 855-919-4673.
Butler Builders understands that strong buildings and strong communities start with a network of strong construction professionals. When you work with a Butler builder like Stuart Berger Construction, established in 1959 as your local builder in New York City and on Long Island, you're building on more than concrete and steel. You're building relationships. Call Stuart Berger Construction, 212-925-7405. That's 212-925-7405. Or online at stuartberger.com. That's stuartberger.com.
Refresh and restock at CVS Pharmacy, where it's easy to save big on hundreds of everyday items with these great deals. This week only, stock up and save on 6-roll packs of Scott paper towels, just $5.49. And treat yourself to a sweet deal on M&Ms, just 2 for $6. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good. Save money at your neighborhood CVS Pharmacy.
Been there. CVS, I go shopping. I buy my groceries. I buy my groceries at drugstore on the fly, last minute. And yes, I've been to CVS. And I punch in my little code in my car. So thank you for advertising CVS. Hey, we want to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. We love Michael's of Brooklyn. You know Michael's of Brooklyn because of the sauce all over the country, right? The best sauce ever. People will tell me, they'll stop and they'll tell me, I can't believe how good the sauce is. And it's, you know, it's like sacrilege for an Italian to have sauce in a jar. Woof. Where do you taste Michael's of Brooklyn? I mean, when they say forget about it, I mean, that's how that phrase came about. Somebody tasted Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. They say, oh, forget about it. That many years ago, over 50 years ago in Brooklyn, Avenue R and Oster, where Michael's of Brooklyn is, a guy was sitting there. He ate the sauce. He went, hey, forget about it. That's how forget about it got started. Did you know that? It's just a small little trivia question now. From 50 years to now, Michael's of Brooklyn is one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in America, according to the Food Network. And you could go out there, and you got to get out to Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R. Nostern, boom, right there, where they make the sauce out there, that home-style gravy, you know, the absolute best around, the arrabbiata puttanesca, home-style Italian sauce, all authentic, amazing, and fresh. Good for you. It's actually good for you. You got to try it. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy. Forget about it. For over 50 years.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Francis Albert.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions. So they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil.
Francis Albert with Joseph Charles on AM 970. The Answer is 642. Anthony Joseph on the line. Anthony Pope, welcome back, man.
Hey, Joe. Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Anthony Pope, before we go to the Cosby verdict, the riveting story for me today and for you as well, being such a dedicated police officer in the great city of Newark, New Jersey, at 19 years young, Anthony Pope, on your way to Rutgers to become one of the greatest lawyers in all the land. When you see a cop killer released, the parole board released this cop killer, I don't want you to mention his name. He doesn't deserve these airwaves. I mean, how does that make you feel, being such a strong proponent of law enforcement?
Well, you know, Joe, again, the parole board is the parole board. They have information and they make decisions based on what they have available. There is a liberal trend towards, once somebody's done a certain amount of time, if they feel they truly have been rehabilitated, to let them out. But taking a life is taking a life. And when you take a police officer's life, you really touch at the very core of our democracy. And they are the front line of defense. And so it just strikes a core in you that says, you know, what the hell's going on? I mean, is this what it's all about? You know, you can get out after taking somebody's life.
Yep.
So it has its problems, and it causes you to pause a little bit. But look, we have the best of an imperfect system. So when things happen that I'm not pleased with, I sort of just sit back and think about that. It's the best of an imperfect system. So.
Yeah. Anthony Pope. Anthony, so on this Cosby verdict that everyone is talking about that is making the headlines, I mean, were you surprised at the verdict yesterday?
No. You know, Joe, you and I spoke about it once, and you asked me about what you thought about retrying somebody. And I've always said that retrying somebody is a little easier for the prosecution because they've already seen what the defense has to offer. They saw the cross-examination of the victims. They see what the approach is. So they go into it a little stronger. And this time you had five different women also talking about his motive and how he did things. And, you know, when you have a sexual assault case, the one thing the jury wants to know is why. Why would somebody come here and lie about this? And if you can't supply that answer for a jury, you got a tough road to hoe, you know, when you're trying to defend somebody. And they just never really had an answer. I mean, you know, sure, it's 14 years ago. Sure, the other women go back as long as 30 years ago who testified as to his motive.
Yeah.
And that in and of itself gives you some pause. You say, well, why did they wait so long? But when you understand the trauma that's visited upon women, when you understand the shame of it all, it's not hard to understand why sometimes it's very, very difficult for somebody to come forward. And the times have changed, you know, years ago, going back 30 years ago, and following it all the way up to today, it's gotten better over the years. And now we're just at a point where women do feel that they have the strength and they have the support, if they've been assaulted, to go forward and testify to it. So there's a lot of history there. A lot of history there. It's a long time coming for somebody like a Bill Cosby, who is a celebrity, has a lot of money, has a lot of popularity, to now be convicted of three very serious crimes. I'm not surprised, you know.
Without any evidence, correct?
But Joe, see, evidence is evidence is somebody saying it happened. I mean, that's evidence from the witness stand. The degree or the quality of the evidence or the amount of evidence is a different matter. But when you get on the witness stand and you say that person assaulted me and you give a history of how it happened and circumstances surrounding it, that, in fact, is evidence. So you don't need DNA. You don't need a video. You don't need a recording of it. A person's testimony alone is evidence, and it's up for a jury to decide whether that evidence is sufficient enough to, in fact, convict somebody. And then when you add to it the five other women who testified for as to what the motive was and how he did it, again, the jury says, well, why would they all come here and lie to us? What is their motive? Are they getting money? Is it publicity? What is it that will bring them into this courtroom to say this? And that's always the difficulty a defense counsel has, is trying to explain that away. Why? Why would they come in here and lie? What's their motive?
Yeah. What's the sentence he's looking at, Cosby?
He's looking at 30 years. I mean, on the three counts, he can get 10, 10, and 10.
Yeah.
I certainly don't foresee that. I think that his age at 80, and he's somewhat infirm, and his contributions that he has made are certainly going to play a part as a mitigating factor. But I think in the final analysis, the judge is going to be compelled to send him to jail. I don't see him walking away from this. I don't see it as a probation case.
Wow.
You know, again, will he give him 30 years? No, that's extremely unlikely.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
could I foresee a 10-year sentence and Bill Cosby doing a certain amount of those years incarcerated? I can, and I think the judge, you know, gave a sort of an indication as to where he's going, because even though he didn't revoke his bail, which was requested by the prosecutor, he did confine him to his house and tell him if he plans on going or he's going to have to put a bracelet on. So that shows you that he's concerned about him trying to leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's somewhat of an indication there. So it'll be interesting to see, you know.
And Cosby's lawyers are promising an appeal. Do you think he'll have success in that regard?
And you know, Joe, I'm promising to win the lottery tonight. I'm confident I'm going to win it. But the chances of that are slim. You know, and once the jury has spoken, overturning a jury verdict is very difficult. Now, something could have happened during a trial. A judge could have made a wrong decision on some evidentiary issue. For instance, the women's testimony, who weren't actually victims. They were testifying to the motive and the means in which he did it. An appellate court is more likely to look at something like that. But to overturn a jury's decision, the jury believes the victim. And that's what the jury system's about. It's not for a judge to second guess that. unless it's so extraordinarily out of line with what the evidence is. So appeals are always tough. Appeals are always tough. You got to win the case at the trial. And if you don't, appeals happen, and they sometimes the verdicts are vacated, but it's very rare that they are.
All right. And yesterday, in another matter, Anthony Pope, the president mentioned that Michael Cohen, his attorney, represented him on the Stormy Daniels matter. The fact that he said that on Fox and Friends in the morning, was that a mistake that the president is talking about this, do you think?
Well, listen, you know, in spite of what you think about the president, we don't need to get into that. Everybody has their own views about what he's doing or not.
But
that's a mistake. That's a mistake. You know, I don't understand why he just can't be quiet. And I can't imagine his lawyers are not advising him to be quiet about
it. Well, they may be, Anthony, you know.
he's when it comes to things like that, it seems like our president is uncoachable. You know, he's just not going to listen. And I said that going back with Clinton. Yeah. Why would you ever put that guy before a deposition?
Yeah.
Don't put him in a deposition. Yeah. You come out. Look, I'm the president of the United States. I can't dignify this. I don't have the time for it. Let the system work. Let it take its course, and that's it. And you walk away from it. And you don't. I don't get it. I mean, even today, he's tweeting about Comey, and I see that, you know, North Korea and South Korea are going to end their differences and their war. That's an extraordinary event. Yeah. You know, why not tweet about that, Mr. President? You should take credit for that. I mean, because you're the one who's brought them to the table after four presidents couldn't. So I'll never understand his approach to things. The answer to your question is yes, I think it was a mistake. Mm. And see where we go.
Anthony Pope, hey, congratulations on being honored last week by the Italian Americans. That's
likewise, nice Joe, and by the police department. I saw your award as well. So, but
thank
Joe,
you.
How old are we? What is this lifetime achievement stuff?
There you go.
Sort of has a little bit of a pre-obituary sort of.
Thank you. Where am I? Oh, thank you. No, man. Hey, the best is yet to come, baby. Don't forget
Absolutely.
That, Anthony. You know that. I love you, Anthony Pope. Thank
you,
my friend.
Joey, be well.
All right, God bless you, man. Anthony Pope, a distinguished New Jersey attorney, one of the brightest legal minds and an all-around great Jersey guy. 6:51 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Debbie Duhaime stepping in, looking out for you on the roads. Hi, Debbie. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Joe. Nice to hear Anthony's voice. He always does a great job for us. Let's see what's happening out here, Joe. We're going to head to the Hutch northbound, getting up toward Westchester Ave, getting up through the Bronx. Watch out for an accident there. Traffic is busy on the LIE westbound into Woodhaven Boulevard. Belt westbound slowing down through Lefferts Boulevard. Expect some stop-and-go traffic at the inbound GWB upper level. Accident clear, but an hour and a half in at that upper level. To the lower level, that's going to be 30 minutes. Lincoln, that's 25. Holland, still 20. Traffic is busy on 78 eastbound exit 12 with a crash. 80 eastbound exit 57 in Patterson. Accident cleared out of the way. Watch out for some stop-and-go traffic this morning as you take a ride over to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound. That's still moving slowly. Richmond Ave out to the Verrazano Bridge. And the eastbound Gowanus, some stop-and-go traffic getting up and out toward the Prospect. Over on the Sprain, south at Tuckahoe Road in Yonkers, an overturned vehicle. One lane remains blocked over there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Darla from Cintas.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. We have so much to do. I need fire extinguishers, right?
We'll place them for you and be out for regular inspection.
Great. And what about my new hires?
We'll get them into uniforms and keep them looking sharp.
What about this first aid cabinet?
Fully stocked.
It wasn't this morning.
It is now. And so are the restrooms.
Wow. Cintas really seems to know what we need.
You said it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I have a snoring problem.
Can you describe it for me, please?
Well, it's about 5'11" with curly hair and a moustache.
Oh, I see.
Introducing Mute, sleep technology that opens the nose to increase airflow by an average of 38% so you and your partner can enjoy a good night's sleep. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better. Available now at Walgreens, CVS, and GNC.
I'm Amy Arrett, founder and CEO of Madison Reed, a company that's revolutionizing the way women color their hair, a company I named after my daughter. Madison Reed is the ultimate hair color hack. The quality of a salon, the convenience and affordability of at-home hair color, and an ammonia-free formula with ingredients you could feel good about. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first purchase. Use code RADIANTHAIR.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Today will be cloudy and cooler than yesterday, with periods of rain through early afternoon, then a leftover shower or two later this afternoon and this evening. Temperature will hold in the mid-50s, so clearing later tonight, low 46 to 50. For tomorrow, partly sunny and milder. There can be a brief shower or two later in the afternoon and evening. The high tomorrow about 68. And for Sunday, intervals of clouds and sun, rather windy and cooler, high 57. AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
You's got to go to Mo's. You got to get out there 5 minutes before 7 o'clock. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Mama mia, it is so fun. Since we have been on the air, and Mr. Crowley, and along with Phil Boyce, our bosses, you know, put me and Frankie now and Debbie together on the air. I've never seen it. Frankie and I talk about this. And Frankie and I have been in the business a long time. They're very young, but they've been in the business a long time with some great talent. And I'm honored to be with them as broadcast partners. But my goodness gracious, I have never seen, because I'm a news junkie, in my lifetime, news break every 24 hours. The cycle is unbelievable. And of course, I love it because I'm a news, you know, I'm hopelessly addicted to the news. I mean, look at me. I watch the network news, you know, and I watch I wait till 6:30 like a dinosaur. I can get it online, but I wait till it's 6:30 and I can watch the network news and which network is saying what. And then we try to translate it here because look at this. This is a huge story here as we go through the morning. The U.S. Senate Select Committee on Ethics is severely admonishing New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez for past behavior that it says discredits the governing body. In a letter released Thursday, the committee alleges misconduct in regard to the senator's relationship with that Florida eye doctor, Solomon Melgen. It claims Menendez accepted gifts from Melgen, then used his political influence to assist the doctor in business disputes and other matters. Last fall, a federal bribery case against the senator, and it ended with a deadlocked jury. So to go into this, and for the U.S. Senate Select Committee to go after this, hey, Frankie, and help me out here. They just said it claims, this is what the committee claims, Menendez accepted gifts from Melgen, then used his political influence to assist the doctor in business disputes. But this is exactly why the feds took him to trial, but they had a deadlocked jury. So the Select Committee is saying he's guilty. Is that what this is?
Well, they're saying right. They're sanctioning him.
His wrongdoing.
Right. Well, but the thing though with, and this is why you've got to be so furious if you're Rod Blagojevich, because what the Supreme Court has basically done is make it impossible to be convicted of political corruption. You know, you have to basically now, in order to be found guilty of political corruption, they have to believe the jury and the judge that you actually. You had ill intent, not only that you took gifts or money and that you did things, but that the reason you did certain things is because you took the money. So if you're Rod Blagojevich sitting in federal prison, you've got to be furious saying, I never took anything. And all these guys getting acquitted and acquitted, and I'm sitting in prison.
Yeah. This is we'll get into this, too, the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Ethics admonishing New Jersey.
It's not going to make any difference. You know, no, it doesn't. Slap on the wrist.
Yeah, but if he was a Republican, they would have some kind of a collusion kind of a quest and witch hunt after him. But anyway, we'll go after that. More importantly, Andrew Pollack is coming up in the next hour. He is the father of Meadow Pollack, who lost her life at Stoneman Douglas School in Broward County. And we're very pleased and very honored to have Andrew with us. And we don't want you to miss that because he's trying to keep schools safe. The man is on a mission, and we are proud to give him these airwaves. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 6:58. It's a Friday, live from New York, AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion.
passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
55 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A fresh coat of paint at a Brooklyn subway subway platform leading to questions about the MTA's planning skills. Yesterday morning at 9:30 a.m., an image emerged on Twitter of a freshly painted yellow line at the Rockaway Avenue C train station. The photo's caption predicted a mess by the end of the day. Shortly thereafter, multiple people on social media posted shots of yellow footprints covering the floors of various subway cars. MTA officials did not comment. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey formally censuring the ex-commissioner caught on video angrily berating police officers. Karen Turner resigned Tuesday following an investigation into her confrontation with two Tenafly police officers following a traffic stop involving her daughter. Port Authority Chairman Kevin O'Toole called her behavior profoundly disturbing and demeaning. In sports, the Yankees beat the Twins 4-3. Mets lost to the Cardinals in 13 innings 4-3. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.